Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Sam, can I go ahead and have you turn that up a bit, please, in my headphones? Folks, I again just wanted to let you know, I know that this ministry is constantly turning back and pointing its fingers to the answers concerning the issues in which we're facing on a 24/7 basis in this country. We are in dangerous times. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm going to say it tomorrow. I'm going to say it next week concerning the time that we have allotted to us to continuously blow the horn or the blow the trumpet here, speaking metaphorically to that of Scripture in Ezekiel 33. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's interesting that now we're hearing from mainstream conservative talking heads of the conservatives now highlighting the fact that there's serious censorship going on in the United States of America concerning anybody that would expose their narrative for who they are. And it's interesting, the people that are telling us this now, they don't have any censorship. And the reason that is because they're never making reference to the answer, namely the law, to condemn those that are responsible for illegally violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Matter of fact, I heard this morning one guy, if I said his name, everybody would know who he is, who's now talking about stuff that we've been talking about for 15 years here, not trying to garner the attention because we've done it, but it takes them 15 years to catch up to the fact that there's illegal censorship going on. And by the way, censorship and suppression he's never experienced, and he's still not experiencing. But now they're talking about how the CIA and the FBI are in cahoots making sure that censorship is in full force right now. Do you understand, Americans, that if they suppress your speech the way that they are and censor your speech, you will be led as sheep to the slaughter, said George Washington. That's exactly right. They want absolute control over the whole narrative. Why are you bringing this up, Bradley? Well, outside of the fact that we've already got our YouTube pages pulled, we shared that with you a year and a half ago. My Facebook public page was completely pulled. We'd have probably 5 to 7 million followers, easy, no question about it. That was pulled, so we had to jump around from outlet to outlet trying to find a big tech company to actually disperse our information out there on a global basis, because we are broadcasting through 159 affiliates throughout the United States of America, but we want to offer that service as well to social media platforms. So we tried Vimeo. Vimeo shut us down after about 2 weeks. So we jump over to Rumble, right? Okay, so now we're over at Rumble, and then we find out that the head of Rumble, it used to be a part of the NSA. And it's like, folks, do you understand how they're consolidating these powers to work simultaneously, hand in glove, align themselves, and zeroing in to make sure people are shut up? Well, guess what? I'm not going to shut up. And the more they do this garbage, friends, the more we're going to go to the people. And I'm talking about meeting them face to face. And we're going to continuously do that. And aside of that, friends, going back to what I was just talking about on Rumble, this morning's show, Tim Brown Unprecedented. Never, ever have seen numbers this low ever before. 80 viewers. Okay? I'm online right now. 21 viewers online. Never have ever seen this before. And it's interesting, folks. Put that in the light of during our time on Facebook platforms, I would get up to 600 friend requests a day. I said a day. All of that's gone. I want you to understand, and I say this, or say that to say this, this is all aimed at you. This is aimed at you, Americans. This is all aimed at you. They don't want you getting information that is in stark contrast to their narrative at any level. And what they are doing, let me remind you, is a violation of the First Amendment. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever to suppress free speech. As a matter of fact, Ben Franklin said it was our bulwark against tyranny. That's how important it was. If you look at the founding era, we had someone and a group of men called the Sons of Liberty. There was Patrick Henry. There was James Otis. There was John Adams. There was Samuel Adams. There was John Hancock. There was Paul Revere. All of these men that got the information out through something called the Committee of Correspondence in 1772 because they knew that the British wanted to do the same thing concerning the technology that they had during that particular time. Okay, that's what we're doing here. We're keeping the colonies awake, per se. We're keeping the country awake concerning what's going on here. But Americans, you have to respond. You have to respond to what's going on here because your apathy and your tolerance is what's adding strength to their tyrannical ways. And folks, the censorship continues. We're in communion with another attorney going after Facebook. And it's amazing how the judges are holding these cases in the sense of holding back. And I'm telling you why. Because they're trying to buy more time until it doesn't matter anymore. And look what you're seeing state governments do right now, friends. Again, unlawfully, instead of the people impeaching and prosecuting these individuals for their crimes against we the people on so many different levels, friends, the people sit back and act like they have the authority to do it. And I'm here once again for the 1,550th time telling you the same message, but yet they continue on in their endeavors in suppressing free speech. It's dangerous, Americans. It's dangerous. And it amazes me that 94% of you don't believe the media, but you're listening to the television set every single day. Doesn't the Bible tell us to come out from among them? And doesn't it, those that are a part of the world, doesn't it tell us that you're an adulterer and adulteress in the sight of God? He said it's enmity with God. That's James 4:4, and when you look over at 2 Corinthians 6:17, what does it tell us? To come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Isn't that interesting? In a question that I would basically propose to each and every one of you concerning those that hold the truth and unrighteousness, those that know how to allow the enemy to lie better than they know how to tell the truth, Romans 1:18. The question that I have for you is, how do two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. How is it that you're okay with what they're doing? I want to tell you why. Because it's inside of you to allow it. And that is not a good place to put yourself. It's called in the Bible the mystery of iniquity, the workers of lawlessness. And the workers of lawlessness are those that are accomplices to the crimes that they tolerate before God and before man. And you better understand, friends, that you will reap the just recompense of judgment individually and on an individual basis. Because on Judgment Day, friends, we're going to stand there. There's going to be nobody there for us except the mediator, either to give us a pass through his blood or he's going to condemn us for what we left off. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking of a quote by a globalist named Winston Churchill. I know that there's a lot of people out there who thought somehow or another that he was a good guy. Apparently, you've never seen or taken the time to understand who Winston Churchill was. If you haven't seen the picture with him and Stalin in that of Roosevelt back in the 40s, I can't help you, friends, as to explaining to you as to who he is. He's a total globalist during that particular time. But, of course, he always sold himself to the people as being the good guy. You know, and just like Satan transforms himself into the angel of light, the people still haven't figured that out because they're not taking the time to read their own Bibles to understand that. Now, I'm saying that for this purpose, friends. I was just talking about what's going on with the ministry again here. Folks, as I said, we'd have probably easily 5 to 7 million followers alone just on our public page. All of that has been erased. Okay? It's been expunged, as a matter of fact. They did the same thing at YouTube. Also letting you know that Sons... This is the... Let me say it this way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is the information they do not want you to have. And we have contributors from across the country, from preachers to constitutional attorneys, to activists, to former military, to police officers. The list goes on. Those that are in the culture war. Okay? They don't want you going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for the record. Okay? Matter of fact, if you try to go to Google and Google the name, it will pull up one bar. Isn't that interesting? We've been doing this for 10 years now, friends. The Google search should be stacked page after page with our content, but it is not. And keep in mind, when that page started, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, guess what? The first month we had 750,000 unique visitors. We didn't tell anybody we were coming out of the gate, but when we did, the people took on to the show. They were interested in the show. The second month, there was 850,000. Then the third month, it came up to the point where we were tipping into a million viewers, and then Google caught wind and they pulled it from us. They pulled the rug from under the ministry. We were ranked number 11,000 coming out of the gate in the country. I don't even know where that's at anymore, friends. And the only ones that are ranking are the likes of an MSNBC or a Fox News, which there's no difference, and the people haven't figured that one out yet. They're all sitting there mourning old Tucker Carlson, whose daddy was heavily involved with the CIA. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, because they like him too much. Why? Because he's just like them, the people are. My goodness, friends, if they were doing you a service, they would have called for impeachment a long time ago. If they were really doing you a service, they would call out the what they call the left and the right over and over and over again. That's not what they do. They set them and they put them against each other, friends, and pitting them together to divide the American people. Said this a million times, but Jesus said that a house divided against itself will not stand. You know, I was at a meeting yesterday, and I met with about 20 different people locally here, and they were all abused by either the medical system, totalitarian system during the COVID pandemic, or they actually were violated by the governor himself in the state of Minnesota. Every single one of these people that I met with were violated, and they were abused by the government in one way or another. Every single one of them were abused by the government. And these people have had enough of what's going on out there and the transgressions being committed by this fascist state, because that's what it is. When corporate America is hooked at the hip with government, you have a fascist state. Ask Benito Mussolini. You want that history to replay itself, friends, because that's what's coming. If you don't put a stop to it, you know, the sad thing about Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator, boy, I'll tell you what, if you've ever watched any videos on this clown, and he was a clown, an arrogant clown, he wanted to put his seat above God, and he tried that. As a matter of fact, he said, Lord, if you're there, publicly he said, strike me dead. Well, did anybody see the end of Benito Mussolini? Him and his cabinet, his criminal cabinet, that turned on his own people, along with his mistress, were beaten to death by the people in Italy. Right? After the fact, after the country was destroyed, and they allowed him to lead them to war, only to find out at the end of the day that they were the problem. And the gist of the matter is their sin was finding them out, and it found them out at the end of the day, Numbers 32:23. But I was going to make reference to the fact that, friends, not only did he reap what he sowed, Galatians 6:7, but the fact of the matter is every one of them that wants to go ahead and dare the justice of God, they're going to get it sooner or later. And yet the people in this country, because there's absolutely no reason why anybody in this country today is talking about we can't do this and they're hopeless. It's because they've got their eyes fixed on the government that's doing it. And I'm talking about corruption. If they had their eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, they wouldn't be afraid of anything. And that's the worst terror known to any man that wants to try to enslave another man. What am I saying? I'm saying this, friends. When you are fearful, nobody has power over you except the one that you fear. Period. Evil is powerless over those that are fearless. I can say this until I'm blue in the face, but I have been practicing what I've been preaching, friends, every step of the way. And I am quite frankly sick and tired of it. I want to say to all the appeasers, going back to Winston Churchill, I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. He said, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last. And I see men all over the country just like this. You know who they are? They're the ones that are trying to find the best in their said representatives that have allowed it to go to the point that it is today. Right? Matter of fact, one guy yesterday was talking about, oh no, I want to stand up for this guy. This is what he's done. But I said, but he's not in trouble. And you always know the guy that's doing his job in working and representing the law and serving the people because he's in trouble today. That guy's not in trouble. No, he's just standing there. He's an empty suit allowing the worst to come again, and he'll be the first one to turn around to you and tell you what they, as they call the left, as to what they are doing now, showing you how impotent they are by highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in man, because they'll let you down every step of the way. And I'll tell you what, people that continuously try to find the best in others, and I'm talking about a system of corruption throughout the United States, it's because they are trying to appease the situation. They are the ones that want to feed that crocodile, hoping that it will eat him last. Well, let me tell you this, and you can ask Martin Niemöller about this, friends. He was the guy that wrote a book blaming the evangelicals for bringing Adolf Hitler to power during the 30s, and that is a fact. Remember, he was the one that said, you know, they came for the socialists and I wasn't a socialist, right? Remember, they came for the unionists and I wasn't a unionist. And then he goes down the list and then he said, now they came for so-and-so and there's no one left to speak out any longer. That's where you're putting yourself. That's exactly where you're putting yourself. And what's embarrassing about it, friends, is the fact that they are using deceptive measures to belittle the people that succumb to their ways on so many different levels. If you're on social media platforms right now, let me highlight this. I didn't plan any of this, friends, but I'm just sick and tired of the abuse that we have been suffering concerning freedom of speech in this ministry, and they're doing it again through another network, friends. I want you to see this on social media platforms. I highlighted this earlier. And it is a picture of the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. When you look at that page, what you'll notice is a majority of it is red. Now just play the Republican-Democrat game, okay? The good guys, which are worthless today, Matthew 5:13. But the fact of the matter is when you look at the blue guys, they're supposed to be the bad, okay? But when you look at the map, I gotta say 98-99% of the United States of America is red, and the blue are the bad guys, and the blue are the ones trying to convince you that they are all powerful and they got all the support that they need to suppress those guys that are in red states. The majority in the 98-99% ratio, friends, are red. What are you running from? The Bible clearly tells us that the wicked flee when none pursueth. Hey, folks, we're destroying ourselves. That's what we're doing. We're destroying ourselves. And you know what's ruling most men in this country today? Fear. And it's interesting when you look at Revelation 21, verse 8. What's the first person to go to judgment? The fearful. The Lord pulled them out. They're the first ones to receive judgment, and rightfully so. The fearful. What are you afraid of? Hey, folks, they're the ones that are afraid. Crime's afraid that you're going to figure them out. But if as long as you just keep sitting there and doing a whole lot of nothing but talking and praying, nothing's going to get done, as you can well see. As you can well see. I was listening to another state representative in the state of Minnesota today, and I like the guy on a personal level. I think he's just as worthless as everybody else is. And am I saying that as a broad sweep? Yeah, I am. Where are the representatives writing up the articles of impeachment and seeking prosecution for all of what they call the left as to what they mean to impose on the rest of us? My goodness, folks. Read Deuteronomy 68, 63. Deuteronomy, read it. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to segue into what now the WHO is now calling for, friends, because the American people and people on a global basis have succumbed to this.
Hi, this
we'll be
Dr.
right back.
Bill Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. USA News Update. They're celebrating in London after King Charles III was officially crowned. The historic coronation took place at Westminster Abbey.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown, and so sanctify thy servant Charles, upon whose head this day thou dost place it for a sign of royal majesty.
The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of a possible federal charge in an interview on MSNBC. The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings. A whistleblower who provided important information that helped with an enforcement action has been awarded the largest whistleblower payment in history, $279 million. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't say who or what case it involved. Those payments are made through a fund set up by Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, so somebody just said, did Bradley just say, talking and praying does nothing? No, nobody said that. Did anybody hear me say that talking and praying does nothing? I didn't hear that neither. I said, if that's all you're going to do is talk and pray and do nothing, that's what I said. Faith without works is dead. I've given you an analogy over and over. Here, let me give you two of them. Harriet Tubman, they called her the Black Moses down south. A courageous woman. By the way, a courageous woman of God. That's why they called her the Black Moses. She broke away from her master, her slave master. And what she did is she began to go praying and then doing. She began to go out trusting the Lord with all of her heart and leaning not to her own understanding, and in all of her ways through prayer acknowledging Him that He might direct her path, and that's what He did. To go to plantation after plantation after plantation and telling other slaves to break free from their taskmasters, from their slave masters. Because they knew it was wrong. The Bible decries it as being wrong. They're called indentured servants in the Bible. Make distinction has nothing to do with what we've seen during the inception of this country. It was wrong. It was transgressing God's law by owning a slave, period. Okay? But going forward, Harriet Tubman moving and being led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, went from plantation to plantation, telling others that they could be free too. But they had to obey and leave their slave masters. Now, can you imagine if they just prayed and they prayed? Oh, wait a second. I'll get to him in just a moment. And I'm talking about Mr. Douglas, Frederick Douglass. At the end of Harriet Tubman, going back to Harriet Tubman, at the end of her life, she was asked the question, so is it true that you freed 1,000 slaves? Listen carefully. She said, yes, it is. And she said, I would have freed 1,000 more slaves. I would have freed 1,000 more slaves. Listen carefully. Had they known that they were slaves. Had they known that they were slaves. Those that pray and do nothing but talk and do nothing to add on to it, showing the world your work of faith and a labor of love, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. You're a slave. What are you talking about? Frederick Douglass. Let's talk about him for a moment. He was a prophetic individual who preceded the likes of a Vernon John, and he preceded the likes of a Martin Luther King Jr. He said for 20 years, just clarifying, and folks, this is how people take me out of context. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, but what I want to do is clarify what I said. And what I said is the same thing Frederick Douglass said and did, because it went further than just setting. And I'm being funny, but it went further than him just talking about it and praying about it. He said when he was a slave, he prayed for 20 years that he might be a free man. For 20 years, and he said, nothing happened. He said, I became a free man when I put my feet to my prayers. Exactly Bradley Dean's point. Exactly my point. It absolutely amazes me how people hear what they want to hear. I was just talking to the morning show host yesterday, and he said, Bradley, no matter what I say, people hear what they want to hear. Well, guess what? There's two different ears. There's those that have ears and hear not, and there's those that have ears and they do hear. And what am I talking about? Well, let's go over to 1 John chapter 4, and go to verse 5. What does it say? They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. Let me say it this way. They also hear the same way that the world hears. That's not what I said. How many things did Jesus say and the Pharisees, the self-righteous, misconstrued, purposely perverted his meaning, his plain meaning, or, and if that didn't work, they would just simply put words into his mouth that he was never responsible for saying. That's why guys like us stay in the light and we hold to what we said. We don't run from what people make accusation concerning who we are. No, we deal with the issues, but I do want you to understand that there is two voices. Let me finish that scripture. It tells us they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Of God. They don't hear us because they're not of God and knoweth not God. Beloved, let us love one another. Tell them the truth that makes them free, because it tells us in Romans 13 that love worketh no ill. Their blood is off our hands. We're not going to give an offense towards God in our ministry by what? Withholding the truth that we are commanded by God to give. Period. Period. Okay? As long as we got that clear, I feel just a little bit better about straightening out that little mishap or mishearing. Now, let me go forward here, friends. And I want to bring it into a perfect segue. I did want to bring this up, and I will change topics because this is a perfect segue. We were talking about the censorship that's going on illegally again on this ministry. So if you're ever wondering why when you come over there's only like 51 watching, and you're broadcasting into 159 cities, they're mocking us. And again, until the people rise up and deal with their crimes, this is going to continue on. And keep in mind, a good majority of the judges in this country are in their pocket. Isn't that a sad lesson to teach our kids that judges can be paid for? Well, guess what, friends? We have a provision in the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1, to also impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and or to prosecute them after impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. That includes the president. That includes the Supreme Court all the way down. That applies to every single one of them. But until the people act accordingly, because we are the judgment to bring about a more perfect union, we bring justice. That's the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Until we learn that lesson, nothing is going to change. Let me go back. Someone just emailed me or Facebooked me or texted me. I'm sorry. And they were just telling me that I was sent a link to the show so I can listen now, but the live didn't pop up for me this morning or this afternoon. On a daily basis, we are hearing people saying that we are being, our comments are being erased. We're hearing on a daily basis about how they're not getting their bells going off. They're not getting the emails anymore. I guarantee you, friends, Fox News doesn't have that problem. I guarantee you, folks, those over at the Daily Caller, they don't have that problem. You better ask yourself the question why they don't have that problem. Because they're making a lot of long green cabbage off the ignorance of the people that don't understand that they are not there for you, but they are there to serve their golden calves, their sponsors, who are driving the narratives. They've sold themselves out, period. Okay? Let's move on to the next point. And again, perfect segue into this. Did you just hear that the WHO. By the way, the head of the WHO, he's not a doctor, and he has ties to terrorism. Links to terrorists that are guilty of the act of terrorism. But according to Reuters, who is another propaganda outlet, WHO declares end to COVID global health emergency. Isn't that interesting? Now, keep in mind, your government is trying to forfeit our sovereignty over to the likes of the WHO. Don't forget about that. Oh, so, hey, folks, here, and I know a lot of people don't get this yet, but this is how tyrants operate. This is how this system of tyranny operates, and it's been going on for a long time in this country. General Douglas MacArthur warned us in 1957, as a matter of fact, of all of what we're seeing today. He warned us, right? But this is what I want you to get. Isn't it interesting that what you see is you see them create the crisis, they give you the pill and the jam to bring the resolve that they wanted, they profit from it, even stealing your money in the process like they did through the plandemic, and a plandemic it was. I think a lot of people are awake to that now due to the fact that over 300,000 Americans have been murdered by this narrative. And who opened the doors to this, friends? Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Health Impact News just highlighted the fact, will anyone be held accountable for the 300,000 Americans murdered by the COVID-19 shots in 2021? Well, if you believe Bill Gates and any other one of these little murderous, oh, they have a history of murder, friends. Matter of fact, if you look at old Billy Gates, his dad was a board member for Planned Parenthood. His dad told us that his ideologies were created by him being on the board of Planned Parenthood. And he's the one that wants to depopulate the planet by 3.6 billion. Did it work? Well, it did for 300,000 Americans so far. And by the way, this isn't just news from Health Impact News. Talk to anybody in law enforcement. They'll tell you all the people that are dying at alarming rates from these shots. Who's being held accountable for the murder of driving the narrative? Well, look at this, friends. The WHO just told on themselves, and they said they just end the COVID global health emergency. Oh, thank you. Hey, folks, it's they breathe, then they squeeze. They breathe, then they squeeze. They breathe, then they squeeze. Right now, they're letting you breathe. Guess what they're doing right now? They're, right now, during this particular time, gathering together to do another one like they have. And folks, I did a show at the beginning of the pandemic. I was on Alan Key's shows, and he asked me my thoughts as to what was going on. I said, well, look at all of these crises. And I went on for about 10 or 15 minutes just naming each one of them. I said, who is responsible for every one of those? Now, during that time, anybody exposed them for creating the crisis, they were a conspiracy theorist. But give it a little time, and then now what do we know? We know that, in fact, they were conspiracies. Jeremiah 11:9, just like the Lord warned us of. Jeremiah 11:9. They're very real, right? Hey, folks, They squeeze, they let you breathe. They squeeze, they let you breathe. And what they're doing right now is they're letting you breathe, and you're going back to sleep again. And the Bible is clear in Ephesians 5 to awake to Christ. Awake them that sleepest. Get yourself where you need to be and quicken yourself and prostrate yourself before the living God while you still have time to do it. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to finish this up on what COVID represents and who's going to be held accountable.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Up what it is that we talk about here on the show, and I want you to hear what General Douglas McCarthy said back in 1957. Are you ready for this? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. He said in 1957, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Does that sound familiar? Just wanted to make clear. I was just highlighting this. WHO is now declaring an end to COVID global, okay? And not one of them has been prosecuted for their crimes, just saying, okay? And then I highlighted this, too. Health Impact News just brought up, will anyone be held accountable for the 300,000 Americans murdered by the COVID-19 shots in 2021? Just consider those that sold you the narrative, they were the ones that profited from the narrative. Okay, now let's go over to this in Illinois. Here's another one. Outside of the fact that federal judges came out and told you it was all unconstitutional. The governors had zero authority. Null and void. Nugatory, said the third president of the United States of America. They assumed authority that was never delegated to them by the people. They did it anyways because of the sheep. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And they did. Hey, for those that allowed the wolves to devour, aren't you embarrassed by what you would define out as a sheep? I'm embarrassed for you. Hey, folks, look at this. Another one. Illinois' administrative judge, okay, 3 years later, rules that former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot exceeded statutory power by unilaterally implementing vaccine mandates for unionized workers. They don't have any authority to tell you or anybody else you better take the shot. Are you kidding me? 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want you to listen carefully to this. I'm going to go over to Isaiah 26, verse 9, and I want you to tell me what it says. Okay? It says, I'm going to go to the King James Version. I always hold to the King James. Listen carefully. For when his judgments are in the earth, who's to bring those judgments? The church is. Government is. They promised with their hand on the Bible to uphold the laws and to condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. That's not what they're doing. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The Lord said, for when your judgments, his judgments, are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. They're not going to learn righteousness until you understand the only thing that preserves your freedoms is justice. And you're not getting justice. Hey, Americans. How is it that France and Germany, how is it that Australians, Israel, countries all over the world are protesting millions upon millions in each prospective country, and here in America as to where all of this came from, how is it that you're fast asleep living your own lives again? Are you suggesting that this isn't going to happen again? You have got to be out of your mind. It hasn't stopped for decades. And it hasn't stopped because the people haven't stood up. Okay? And I know that's my message. This is what I do. I get it. I can just hear somebody say, Bradley, that's what you're called to do. No, that's what we're called to do, people. When you look at Deuteronomy 4:6, it's our wisdom to keep the justice and judgments of God and his statutes. But man has forfeited that, namely the professors in the church, who is an embarrassment to the world for the most part. They have forsaken their obligation. Why? Because the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of iniquity. They fail to stand up and lawfully deal with them, enforcing the law unto judgment upon the heads of the guilty. And you know how you've been conditioned, Americans? You've been conditioned to sit back and do nothing and allow the bad guys to sit there and tell you who's guilty. And it always, the finger's always pointed at one of us peasants, one of us serfs, isn't it? But it's never them that are guilty. Has anybody taken the time to take note of this? I mean, look what's going on in the states all across the country right now. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. Why are they so brazen and bold to attempt such a feat? To implement clearly that which is criminal. Why? Because they're encouraged by the apathy of the people in this country. You've given them just permission to go ahead and do it. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to do it again and again and again and again. Susan from Washington, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in. What say you, my friend?
Oh, hey Bradley. I've just been wanting to call and talk to you. I relate to everything you're saying on your show. That's 100% correct. And when will people stand up? You know, I speak the truth, and people look at me like I'm crazy. Those are my fellow brothers and sisters, supposedly, in Christ. But yep, anyway, I still speak. But it's so discouraging because I was saved at age 50, and I'm 65. And I thought, oh, yay, surely these people are going to come on board with me, and we're going to go, you know, stand outside and pray and talk to people about, you know, abortion, which is murder. And everybody looked at me like I was on the Looney Tune train, you know. I'm like, wow. Anyway, I really wanted to call and compliment you and thank you so much for teaching me so much. I have your book, Grass Doesn't Work But Rocks Do.
Yep.
And I've just been in a little conversation from Tim Brown's show with someone back and forth, and thank you for teaching me to use scripture to back up everything and to always speak in the spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide me. Because you know what? I haven't gotten a response back from this person when I put line by line scripture to what they were talking about.
Okay.
So I really just wanted to thank you.
Okay, don't hang up though, okay, because I want to say something back to you, okay? I praise God that you got saved. Number one, okay?
Yes.
Number two, mm-hmm. When I first got saved, I listened to a youth pastor talk about all the bad things the kids were being subjected to in public schools. Mm-hmm. I was straight out of the rock and roll scene, okay? So I was in a very bad place, and I understood what those kids were going through in public schools by being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. The people that I thought were going to stand with me in doing the right thing and rescuing their kids because the state has no children, they were the very people to stand against me and parrot what the ACLU said when they said there's lines between church and state. And the reason they do that is because they don't want you to outshine what they should be doing. Numbers 13 and 14, when you read it, Joshua and Caleb obeyed the Lord. They wholly followed the Lord. The Lord gave them everything that they trod their foot upon because they obeyed him wholly. But what happened when they got the fruit and they came back and they showed the children of Israel? What'd they do? They picked up stones and they wanted to stone them. You want to know why they wanted to stone them? Not because they think you're crazy, Suzanne, but because they know you're right. They love the world that they've created. They love that deceptive bubble that they're a part of. And the fact of the matter is, on Judgment Day, it's going to be too late for many of those that played the game, having one foot in and one foot out, because Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, Revelation 3, but if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, and it's exactly where they're at. So I commend you, ma'am, and you just keep growing up in grace, 2 Peter 3:18, and you keep going on with your bad self, because we're standing with you. You go, girl.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate
I am.
Amen.
I am, Bradley, and I thank you. It just strengthens me and makes me bolder and stronger. And you know what? I tell my husband, I don't walk alone. I walk with Jesus. You know, I think of David and Goliath, you know, and I answer to King Jesus. He's my king.
Amen.
You know, and I will never shut my mouth. I will never shut my mouth, Bradley.
That's
never.
Right. That's right. Now,
so,
can you imagine?
Thank
if,
you.
Yep. Can you imagine 159 cities that are listening right now? Can you imagine just one from each city? Taking the same stance. Can you imagine how fast the Lord would change his country? I know.
Oh, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
They just sit there and they wait for somebody to do for them what God has commanded them to do. As if to suggest that's going to be a pass into heaven somehow. I don't understand that.
Right.
I never will. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
I appreciate
I'm right
you.
There.
Amen.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. We can do this. If you want to call in, I got you for another hour. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to bring about the answer concerning Isaiah 26, verse 9. There is attorneys across the globe now, friends. I know that they were shut up by the Supreme Court. We had a representative from Arizona telling us that the Supreme Court threatened the attorneys in the United States of America by telling them to leave off COVID. And they told them if they take up a case that they were then threatened to take away from their license to practice law. Did you know that? I know you didn't. That's why I'm telling you, the attorneys sold you out too, friends, a good portion of them, because they didn't want to lose their golden path. Or their golden pass, I'm sorry, to continuously make that money regardless if they win or lose. Now do you understand Matthew 23 as to why Jesus, listen to me attorneys, that's why Jesus woed you jokers? Because you're in it for the money. If you were truly in it like our forefathers were, you'd go after them and you wouldn't let it come to an end until you brought justice. That's what keeps us free, and without it, we're all in trouble. We'll be right back, hour two coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll finish that point.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.